listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
It is 3 p.m. on January 5th, 2024. Happy New Year, everyone. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of Coquitlam, the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca. Welcome to episode 1 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition, after the following messages.
Hey, SFU! Getting money back for all your empty or refundable bottles and cans just got a lot easier. Just sign up for Returned Express for free. You can bag your containers, tag the bag, and drop it through the window at the new Express and Go container in the East parking lot. Return It will count your containers and credit your refunds to your online account. Learn more at returnit.ca/SFU.
Hey, hey there, little buddy. Are you lost? No, it doesn't seem like there's a tag on you, nor any markings. Are you a stray? Oh, you poor thing. Are you injured? I better bring you into the SPCA. They'll know what to do. Every day, pets are lost and found astray on our busy streets. Most animals belong in the neighborhoods in which they are found, and their guardians may be out looking for them. If you think you have found a lost animal, report the animal as found to the BC SPCA and let them know if you are willing to hold on to the animal until the guardian comes forward. If you're unable to hold on to the animal, please contact our BC SPCA Provincial Call Center at 1-855-622-7722 for a direction on where to take the animal.
Welcome back. First up is Namesayers, Joy Boys of the Grindhouse with Standing Wave.
What's a little struggle if I can breathe? She won't take what she don't need. I know this feeling, we know this game. I show I'm willing, she shows restraint.
When we undertake to be so depraved, then the two of us are a standing wave. We leave the world behind on its glitching plane, becoming intertwined like a standing wave.
That was Standing Away from Namesayers, Joy Boys of the Grindhouse. I'd like to discuss the SCFE Athletics at this time. Both basketball teams were in action on January 4th. The Red Leafs men's were shaded by the visiting St. Martin Saints, ranked top 5 in two NCAA Division II polls, 74-68, led by David Penny's 23 points at SFU's West Gym. Later on, the Red Leafs women's defeated the host Alaska Fairbanks Nanooks 85-74, led by Gemma Cutler's career 24 points and career-high 16 rebounds at Petty Center in Fairbanks, Alaska. Two events occurred today, with one currently on. First one, Carlo Basso was named the permanent head coach of SFU women's soccer. Basso started his SFU coaching career in the 2023 NCAA season. In his first year, he guided the SFU women's soccer to the Great Northwest Athletic Conference Championship crown, followed by a berth to the NCAA Division II Women's Soccer Championship Tournament. The first time the SFU Red Leafs joined either feat since joining the Great Northwest Athletic Conference in 2010. The SFU Red Leafs women's soccer finished last year with a record 8 wins, 5 losses, 6 ties, with a 5-5-4 record in conference games. While SFU finished the last regular season in GNAC as the fourth seed, they knocked off the regular season champion Seattle Pacific 4-2, followed by upending the NCAA champion and second-seeded Western Washington 2-1 in the championship game. Also today, both SFU swimming teams are competing against Barry University, based in Miami Shores, just north of Miami, both of which are in Florida.
Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be, featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee. Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Here are the current men's basketball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. There are two teams with 3-0 conference records, where conference records are prioritized with overall records breaking conference record ties. Montana State Billings are first at 3-0, much like Northwest Nazarene, but Montana State Billings is first with a 9-4 overall record, while Northwest Nazarene has a 7-4 record, therefore second overall. Western Washington, third, 2-0 conference, 10-3 overall. St. Martin's, fourth, 2-1 conference, but are 12-1 overall. Alaska, fifth, 1-1 conference, 3-7 overall. Central Washington, 6th, 1-2 conference, but are 8-4 overall. Seattle Pacific, 7th, 1-2 conference, 8-8 overall. Alaska Anchorage, 0-2 conference, but are 10-3 overall. Simon Fraser, 9th, 0-2 conference, 2-11 overall. And Western Oregon, last, 0-3 conference, 3-8 overall.
Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.
Here are the current women's basketball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Montana State Billings are first at 3-0 conference, 12-3 overall. There is a three-way tie for 2-1 conference records: Central Washington, Northwest Nazarene, and Seattle Pacific. Central Washington is second as they're 11-4 overall, Northwest Nazarene third, 5-5 overall, and Seattle Pacific 4th, 5-8 overall. There is also a three-way tie for 1-1 conference records, with Western Washington 5th with a 9-3 overall record, Western Oregon 6-8-5 overall record, and Simon Fraser 7th with a 9-6 overall record. Alaska Anchorage 8th, 1-2 conference, 7-5 overall, St. Martin's 9th, 0-2 conference, 2-7 overall. Alaska last, 0-3 conference, 2-11 overall. I would like to play the second song now. Natalie Walker's Heart Like a Lion, Chance of Lightning Remix. I'd like to discuss the SFU Red Leafs hockey at this time. The non-conference Red Leafs closed out 2023 with a game against Trinity Western University Spartans at Burnaby's Bill Copeland on December 30th, 2023. Right after the four-day Pat Quinn Classic, which partnered with both teams. SFU started on fire right out of the gate as they pumped shot after shot and were awarded when Nick Braun jammed a puck on a pass from Lucas Ceccarelli behind the Trinity starter Isaac LaBelle around the 12-minute mark. Sorry about this. Sorry about some delays. The Red Leafs doubled their lead less than 2 minutes later as Ben Ward's shot led to a big rebound right to Matteo Coltellaro, who made no mistake. Sorry, I'm just having issues with SoundCloud right now. Matteo Coltellaro made no mistake in beating LaBelle. Late in the first period, Trinity's Mitchell Joss set up Josh Bornick on a cross-ice pass, which Bornick one-time passed SFU's backstop, Colby Matthews, but hit the left post, right after which the Red Leafs' Buddy Johnson took a pass from SFU's end and fed the puck to an incoming Red Leaf barging towards a Spartan goal, but was hauled out in front of Isaac LaBelle by a Spartan. SFU ended the first period up 2-0, outshooting Trinity Western 12-3. At the beginning of the second, the Trinity starter Isaac LaBelle was replaced by Raphael Odette. Physical play picked up in the second as Spartans dished out big hits, but the Red Leafs didn't back down and the score was kept at 2-0 after 40 minutes, with SFU having a 24-12 shot advantage. Earlier in the third, after the Red Leafs was called for penalty, to which Trinity's third goalie Leon Sommer went to his bench for an extra attacker, SFU's Matteo Coltellaro hit Dane Dubois near the boards on the penalty box side. The puck went loose that forced Dubois to backtrack for the puck, and Jersey Orchard swept at the puck into the yawning cage, to which the referees quickly waved off, as it was likely deemed SFU last touched the puck, despite getting called for the penalty that went to Coltellaro. However, the goal being waved off didn't hurt the Red Leafs as the backstop Colby Matthews and his teammates kept the Spartans at bay and blanked the visitors 2-0, with SFU outshooting Trinity 32-16 as the non-conference Red Leafs improved to 4-9 this season, their first win against the U Sports competition in 2023. Hi, it's Steve Chong. Tonight is December 30th, 2023. I'm in dressing room number 4 in Burnaby's Bill Copeland, and I'm interviewing
Mark Lennon,
the head coach for the SFU Red Leafs non-conference team, who blanked the Trinity Western University Spartans, who used to play in the BCIHL, much like SFU, but are now playing in U Sports, which marked the Red Leafs' first win against a U Sports team in 2023. Mark, first of all, what was different tonight compared to September 8th, where the Red Leafs were edged by the Spartans 3-2?
I think a lot of things. They're both tight games, goaltending, power plays, and just capitalizing on our chances. I thought we played well in both the games, although they're 4 or 5 months apart. But, I think we had a slow first period, but tonight, I think the second and third, we did really well to maintain our shape and make sure we competed hard.
Explain from your vantage point SFU's two goals, first from Braun and the last one from Coltellaro.
I think both opportunistic goals. We forecheck was hard and caused a turnover and pounced on loose pucks. So, I think we, were good on that and getting to loose pucks when we had to and capitalizing our chances. I think we had a lot of chances in the second as well. In the third, I think Orch and Wixie had a couple of good looks. And we definitely got to bury those chances when we get the chance. And the game could have been a little bit more, but obviously they played well too, and Colby made some big saves.
What do you think about the physical play throughout the game where Trinity often dished out big hits?
Well, it's part of the game, you know, and when you're playing a U-sport team, you're punching above your weight class. You know, we're no stranger to that. We've been playing the NCAA teams all year, and so next week's going to be tough. You know, the physicality is part of the game, and our guys got to get used to it pretty quick.
How did playing against NCAA teams, a lot of which were Division I, help you to prepare for tonight?
Well, I think it's an ongoing, you know, mindset to just get better every day. It's fast, it's in your face, and you know, our guys just got to realize that the little mistakes go in the back of your net now.
Two more questions. How excited are you to take the SFU Red Leafs to Boston University next week?
Well, it'll be fun. You know, our guys are excited playing a very, very storied NCAA Division I hockey team. And, you know, Boston College, BU, Providence, all three of those teams are going to be really important games for us. But at the same time, very hard for us to deal with. They're NHL guys on those rosters. You know, they play at a high level. So our guys are going to have to figure out a way to play fast and mistake-free hockey if we can.
Finally, I looked at the SFU Red Leafs hockey team's website, and I noticed that the game against UBC, which was originally scheduled for January 27th, was not there. Please explain.
Yeah, we had a scheduling conflict, Steve, so just nothing we could do about it.
Thanks for the interview tonight, and congratulations on SFU's 2-0 win against the Trinity Western University Spartans, SFU's first win against U Sports team in 2023.
All right, thank you, Steve.
Welcome to the second half of Episode 1 in the 2024 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, along with the latest on the Surrey Police transition, followed by a very long tune to close out the show. Now, here's my second interview from last Saturday. Hi, once again. It's Steve Chong. I'm now outside of the SFU Red Leafs hockey team's locker room, and I'm now interviewing the backstop for tonight's SFU Red Leafs non-conference hockey team, the second star with 16 saves against the Trinity Western University Spartans, a 2-0 win for the SFU Red Leafs. First of all, how different was tonight compared to September 8th, from what I understand, where SFU dropped a 3-2 decision to Trinity Western in Langley?
I think it was kind of similar games. I think in the first game we ran into a bit of a hot goalie. There were moments where we had a few lapses that we kind of cleaned up today. I thought that our D zone and our rush defense was very good. We didn't give up many opportunities, so I think that was a big difference on the defensive end for us tonight.
How were you able to stay sharp after the first period where the Spartans only fired 3 at you compared to SFU's 12?
I think that's something I've kind of been working on my whole career. It's a matter if you're getting 15, 20 shots in a period or you're getting 1 or 2. Just make sure that you're always in the game and going through your mental rituals and saying the right things in your head to make sure you're ready for that next shot.
What was the toughest moment tonight?
I would say there are a few moments in the first that were a little scrambly. I think that the communication with the defense could have been a little better when I was playing the puck. I think that's something that we'll look forward to cleaning up next week.
Tell me about the moment when a Spartan hit the left post.
On that play, actually, it tipped off my glove and tipped off the post. I kind of saw the guy over there and just tried
Tell me about the difficulty of just facing 16 shots on goal compared to 30 or more.
I think the biggest difficulty is making sure your body's always ready for that next shot. You never know when it's going to come, whether that's an odd man rush and a scoring chance or just a dump in. Like, I think getting your puck touches in when you can, and also making sure you're communicating, staying in the game. I think, like I said, I try to play the same no matter how many shots I get, to making sure that the consistency is there and